Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammedin wa ali Muhammed. Ilayhimul mahdina wa salam taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So we want to talk today about a very important narration, and a narration that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are living in the time of the Mahdi, the time of the Qa'im. It is the only narration which directly and specifically pinpoints the exact time that the Qa'im appears. And it is the only narration that does so, because although we have a plethora of narrations that kind of give us times, periods, or signs around which the Mahdi or the Qa'im will appear, this is one that gives us a specific date, and that is the narration of the death of King Abdullah, also known as the narration of glad tidings. And this narration, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, basically says in it, there shall rule Al-Hijaz. Al-Hijaz is the area where Mecca is in. There shall rule Al-Hijaz a man whose name is the name of an animal. If you see him from a distance, you think that he's cross-eyed. But if you approach him closer, you'll find that there's nothing in his eyes, or his eyes will appear to be normal. He is succeeded by a brother of his whose name is Abdullah. Woe to my Shia from him. And he repeated it thrice. Give me glad tidings of his death, and I will give you glad tidings of the appearance of the Hujjah, or the proof of God. And so in this narration, the Prophet Muhammad is saying that there's going to be a king, and here's how you know which king I'm talking about. This king, his name will be the name of an animal. And we have a king that came and who ruled Al-Hijaz, which is now called Saudi Arabia, the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which Hijaz is a part of. And his name was the name of an animal, and that's King Fahd. And Fahd means leopard. Then the Prophet says that he also, just to ensure that we know that we have the right person, the Prophet gives us a feature of his. And that is that if you look at him from a distance, you think that he's cross-eyed, but if you approach, you don't find anything in his eyes. And this was in King Fahd. And everybody knows it, and it's very visible in the photographs that you can find of King Fahd now. Some pictures, you look at King Fahd, he doesn't look cross-eyed. Other pictures from a distance, you look at it, and he does look cross-eyed. The third mark that we can make sure that we're talking about, that the Prophet's talking about the same king, is that he will be succeeded by a brother whose name is Abdullah. And the successor to King Fahd was Abdullah, King Abdullah. And so this narration that the Prophet gave us has never been fulfilled until this particular day and age. And the Prophet is clearly stating that when King Abdullah dies, and he says, woe to my Shia from him, and we know that King Abdullah was very aggressive and in a constant war during his entire tenure against the Shia and against the Shia school of thought, and against anybody who basically was a follower of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And he was known for the persecution and the oppression of the Shia people. The Prophet says, I promise you, I'm giving you glad tidings. And the words of the Prophet are a promise. And so the promise of the Prophet is that when we tell him that this guy dies, instantly, the Prophet's answer is that, okay, well, I give you glad tidings that the Hujjah has appeared. The proof of God has appeared. So the coming or the appearance of the Imam happens at the moment that King Abdullah dies. King Abdullah dies, news of the appearance of the Hujjah has to come out. And in another tradition, in the Imams state, they say, whoever guarantees for me the death of Abdullah, King Abdullah, I guarantee for them the appearance of the Qa'im. So the appearance of the proof of God and the appearance of the Qa'im are a promise that happened instantaneously with the death of King Abdullah. And we find that indeed, on the 23rd of January, 2015, King Abdullah died. And that is the precise moment, the precise day, and the precise hour that the banner was lifted and an announcement was made that the Qa'im has appeared and the Hujjah has appeared. And that is the beginnings of our call. And ever since the 23rd of January, 2015, the Ansar of Imam al-Mahdi have been giving glad tidings of the appearance of the 12th Imam, and that he has sent forward his messenger to the people to pave the way, and that is the Qa'im of the family of Muhammad Abdullah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad al-Imam al-Mahdiyin wa sallim tasliman kathira. And as you have said, Father, it's the truth. And the Prophet Muhammad spoke about it and he prophesied that it would happen. And I remember those days in Egypt where we were awaiting for the death of Abdullah. And when it did happen, it was great news. And we were expecting the appearance of Imam Mahdi. And as you said, and as the Prophet promised, he did appear on that day. And the prophecy was fulfilled, and to be with you is an honor, Father, and to witness this great event that God promised us is truly a great sign and a blessing to us.
And the honor is mine to be with you and to be with the rest of the Ansar of Imam Mahdi that are a part of this fulfillment of the promise of the Prophet of Allah. And anybody who denies this narration is denying the promise of the Prophet. Anybody who denies the appearance of the Mahdi is actually and says that the Mahdi doesn't exist today, or he hasn't appeared yet, or the Qa'im hasn't appeared, has not belied me or you, but they've belied the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the imams from the Ahl Bayt who guaranteed and said that it was their promise and their guarantee that whenever King Abdullah dies, the Hujjah and the Qa'im would appear. Thank you so much, Yahya.
Thank you very much for having me, Abu Sadiq.
God bless you.